Good morning. I work with individuals, both men and women, in all aspects of personal appearance and behavioral communication. And I also work a lot with corporations on professionalism as well.
Tell us about a typical summer office party.
Well, quite often companies will hold summer picnics or summer barbecues, that kind of thing. And what tends to happen is people, you know, maybe let their hair down a little bit more than they normally would at the office. And quite often they arrive not looking very professional. And it doesn't matter if it's something happening at the office or outside of the office. If it's a company function, you should still take your credibility into consideration.
Ah, so the first mistake you make is, who cares what I wear? Come on, we're going out to the lake to eat hot dogs and go for a swim, maybe have a beer or two. Who cares what I look like?
Exactly. You have to see those people the next day in the office. Or perhaps a client, an important client, will be there as well. So it's really important to, you know, dress in a way that is comfortable, but still in a way that shows credibility.
Okay, now what if the added dimension to this corporate summer picnicky type function, Kimberly, is involving a swim, either in a pool or at the lake? You're going to have to put on a bathing suit.
Yes, definitely, but hopefully it won't be anything overly revealing. You don't want to put on your favorite Speedo or the, you know, something that is overly revealing as a woman. I think, you know, going with something just a little bit more conservative. I'm not saying outdated or boring, but just something that maybe covers a little bit more skin would be more appropriate in those settings.
Do we find also, generally speaking, beyond these corporate picnics and such, that during the summer months, Kimberly, people tend to perhaps dress down a little too much in the workplace?
Some offices do allow business casual, and in those situations, often the complaint that I've heard from employers is that the employees tend to dress just a little bit too casual. So yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, now back to the office party. In many cases, they are for staff and a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important for you, if particularly if you're not bringing your spouse, but you're, you know, you're a single person and you've got a date, should you discuss wardrobe with your date?
I think it's a good idea if your expectation is that you do want to be credible at the function. I think it's a good idea to let your guests know what dress expectations there are for that particular function.
Kimberly, at these functions, when there's alcohol being served, and many of them feature an open bar, for goodness sake,
mm-hmm.
What's your rule of thumb for alcohol consumption?
Well, I think we all know our limitations, but basically what I tell my clients is, you know, you don't want to overindulge either in drink or food. You know, hovering over the buffet table is just as bad as, you know, standing at the bar the whole night. So a little is good, but just know your limitations and take that into consideration.
So the bottom line, the take-home message from this chat for anyone listening right now, Kimberly, should be, if it's something to do with the company, remember that. Don't ever forget that during the whole time of the event.
Exactly.
Do you know of individuals having been terminated based on shoddy performances or embarrassing situations at these corporate functions?
I don't know of anybody that has been terminated, but I do know of situations where the person has walked into a situation the next day and you can tell that people are looking at them a little differently than they were the day before. So, and I've had clients come to me and say, oh, you know, I really blew it last night or, you know, a few nights ago or at this particular function, and can you help me to be a little bit more appropriate for the next function?
Is it critical to do fence mending type gestures if indeed you do cross the line at that summer corporate function?
I would say so, yes. You definitely want to apologize and just be very, very careful in the future.
All right, Kimberly, good advice on a holiday Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.